We're continuing doing sugyas in Maseches Pesachim, but trying to avoid all the Pesach sugyas, so it's sort of an interesting balancing act. No Pesach, but all Pesachim. So in the beginning of the 10th paragraph of Pesachim, there's a fascinating Tosfos and a very critical Tosfos with respect to the din of Tosfos Shabbos, of Tosefa Shabbos, of adding Mechol al HaKodesh. The Mishnah at the very beginning of the 10th paragraph of Pesachim tells us that Erev Pesachim Samach LeMinchol Yochal Adamat Shetachshach. That Erev Pesach, close to Mincha time, 9 hours into the day, the Gemara later clarifies, a person is not allowed to eat Ad Shetachshach until it gets dark. So Tosfos raises the question that the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that it's not just Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. You're not supposed to have big meals late in the day. You have to save an appetite to be able to eat Suda Shabbos, to be able to eat Suda Yom Tov. But when it quotes that halacha, when the Gemara quotes that halacha, they're not allowed to eat a meal late in the day, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, don't eat a meal late in the day, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Min ha-mincha ulamayla. Just says, from mincha and on. And there's no ad shetechshach. There's no din that you have to wait till it gets dark. It's just min ha-mincha ulamayla. From mincha and on until when? So presumably it's until Yom Tov, until Shabbos. So why does it have to be so much more explicit in terms of for how long you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach? That Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat Ad Shetechshach. So Fractosos, we're going to go a little out of order in these Maramakomos over here, because I wanted to start with, this is an old shiur I gave on Tzav Shabbos, but I wanted to start with the Pesachim related angle. So if you look at Maramakom number 30, that's the Tosos over here, a little out of order. Maramakom number 30, so if you see Tosos raises the question, Makshinan, Amay Yisrich Ad Shetechshach, Pshita, why does it have to say that you don't eat Ad Shetachshach? Of course you don't eat Ad Shetachshach. When else do we think that does the time frame that you have to fast end? Of course it ends once it gets dark. Va'od the Gemara Gabe Shabbos V'Yom Tovim Lo Katani Lei. And when it talks about not eating late in the Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov, doesn't say anything about Ad Shetachshach. Just says Min HaMincha L'Mayla. So Va'omer Harimi Korvil the Gabe Matzah Dafka Be'inan Ad Shetachshach. He says, because on Erev Pesach, it's a different din than the din on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, you don't eat starting from Mincha time until, Min HaMincha L'mayla means not until it gets dark, until you make Shabbos, until you make Yom Tov. You can make Shabbos early, you can make Yom Tov early, anytime you have to plug a Mincha. You could already be Mosif, Mechol HaLakodesh, you could already add to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and then fine, then you could eat, then it's perfectly permissible to eat. But in Erev Pesach, you dafka have to wait Ad Shetachshach. Kidetanya b'tosefta, ha-Pesach u-matzor u-maror mitzvasan mi-shetachshach. The Tosefta says, Karm Pesach, matzah and maror all need to be done dafka after it gets dark. Why does it have to be when it gets dark? Why can't it be done during the Zman Tosefes that you add on? It's because by Karban Pesach it says you have to eat the meat of the Karban Pesach b'layla hazeh. And if that's true of Karban Pesach, that it has to dafka be done at night, u'matzamar, risk shul Pesach. There's a hekesh between matzamar and Pesach. Al matzamar miyochluhu. You eat Karban Pesach together with matzamar. Matzamar are always connected to Karban Pesach. Avosuda Shabbos Yom Tovim, matziyachlu mivod yom. When it comes to Shabbos Yom Tov, you can have the Suda earlier on in the day. Kedam Perek Tefillas HaShachar, and it's enough in the Gemara in Brachos Tav Chav Zayin. The Gemara tells us, Mispalel Adam Shal Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Person could already daven Friday night's Mariv on Friday day. You're allowed to daven early. Va'omer Kiddush Hayom. And the Gemara goes on to say, yeah, you could daven early. But can you say Kiddush early? The Gemara says, yeah. Hilchos say you could say Kiddush early also. There's nothing wrong with saying Kiddush early. So you could daven early, you could say Kiddush early, all of it's fine. So presumably you could eat early also. Now notice, Tosos started out by saying, when it comes to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you could eat early. How do I know? Because there's a Gemara in Brachos that tells us you can. And you expect him to say you can eat early. It's not what the Gemara says though. Because the Gemara in Brachos that you can daven early and you can say Kiddush early. So Tosos assumes if you could daven early, you can say Kiddush early. Of course, you could eat early. Why would there be any difference? Not just why would there be any difference, but it seems that Tosos is saying something more than that. We discussed last week Kiddush b'makom su'uda, the concept of Kiddush b'makom su'uda. Now, Kiddush b'makom su'uda means a number of different things. We discussed the famous chakiras that he did in the Kiddush, he did in the su'uda. Fine, whatever chakiras you want to say, but what does it mean, Kiddush b'makom su'uda? So one thing it probably means is that it's about location. It's about geographical location. That the place where you say the Kiddush is the place where you're supposed to have the Suda. Another thing it probably means is that there can't be a hefsik in Zman. that it's not only a din in location, it's a din in zman, that you can't have Kiddush now and then the Suda 4 hours later. You have to have them within proximity to each other in terms of zman. But Tosfos being Mechadesh, then maybe there's a third din. Maybe even if you say Kiddush, and right away after Kiddush, 2 minutes later, you have the Suda in the same spot, it still might be a Chisaron in Kiddush Makom Suda. How could it be a Chisaron in Kiddush Makom Suda? If you say the Kiddush at a Zman, that's not kosher for the Suda. That you wouldn't be allowed to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Suda. Maybe that also would be a Chisaron in Kiddush Makom Suda. So if it were true that the Suda Shabbos had to dafka be done at night, but Kiddush could be done earlier, that wouldn't work. It can't be that Kiddush would be allowed to be done earlier. Meaning if you're, you know, let's say Shkia is 6:24, so you're going to start Shabbos at 6:20, and you're going to say Kiddush at 6:22, and then you're going to have your Suda Shabbos at 6:25, so it's right after each other, but that's a Chisaron in Kiddush Makom Suda, because at 6:22, when you said your Kiddush, you couldn't have your Suda Shabbos. So Tosfos assumes, if the Gemara says in Brachos, that you're allowed to say your Kiddush early, mimeila you're allowed to have your Suda early. It has to be that you're allowed to have your Suda early also. So, but when it comes to matzah, matzah is a different din. Matzah is a din in Laila. Matzah has to be done at night. That's not a din that just has to be done on Shabbos, or Yantif rather. It's a din that has to be done at night. So the fundamental chakira in the sugya of Tsev Shabbos is, and all the achronim discuss this, Rav Zsolti has a beautiful piece in Mishnah Siyavitz on this topic, and all the other Achronim also discuss this. The fundamental chakira is, when we are Mosef Mechol Al Kodesh, when we start Shabbos at, let's say, 6 o'clock, when Shabbos is really 6:24, right? And we start Shabbos in the summertime at, whatever, an hour and a half before Shabbos. What, during that Zman, where it's broad daylight outside, and we're already being Noheg Shabbos, so what does that mean? Does that mean that it's really Shabbos? That it's Mama Shabbos? That we've actually moved Shabbos to start earlier? That it's actually the next day, the previous day is over, and it's actually the next day? No, it's not Shabbos. We're knowing certain hanagos of Shabbos. But it's not actually fundamentally Shabbos. It's just that we don't do malacha. We already stopped doing malacha, ki'ilu with Shabbos. But it's not actual Shabbos. So old enough can mean to be, there will be dozens of nafkaminas actually, but one fundamental nafkamina would be, can you be Yotzei Suda Shabbos? Right? If it's actually Shabbos, Hayom, 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 the three Hayoms we learned, three Sudas on Shabbos, so if it's actually Shabbos, so why not? You can be Yotzei Suda Shabbos. But if it's just a, we're knowing an Isra Malacha, that's our mitzvah. Our mitzvah is to be knowing an Isra Malacha a little bit earlier, but Shabbos starts when Shabbos starts. You can't push Shabbos any earlier. Well, then you can't be Yotzei the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos until Shabbos actually starts. You wouldn't be able to be Yotzei this Man Tosefes. So Tosfos over here is taking a pretty clear stance. Right? Tosfos over here is assuming that if you could be Yotzei Kiddush early, then you could be Yotzei Suda early. So it must be that he's understanding Tosef Shabbos to mean that Shabbos actually starts early. You can actually have Suda Shabbos early. Shabbos actually starts earlier. It's real Shabbos that we're able, that's the koach we have, by being Mosef Mechol Al Kodesh, to actually make real Shabbos start earlier. That's what Tosef seems to assume. And the truth is, he has a pretty good raya. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos is a pretty strong raya, because the Gemara in Brachos, when Daf Chav Zayin that he quotes, it's in here in the packets also, to see it in context. The Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Zayin, source number 4, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. Rav would daven Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shel Motzai Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia would daven Motzai Shabbos davening before Shabbos was over. He would say Marav already. So Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. Rav would daven Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. Omer Kedush Alakos or ain't Omer Kedush Alakos? Would he say Kiddush Alakos or would he not say Kiddush Alakos? So Tashma, Dam Rav Nachman Mishwom, Nispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, V'omer Kiddush Alakos. Yeah, you daven early and you say Kiddush Alakos. Vilchus HaKavasei, and that's how we paskin. That you could daven early and you could say Kiddush Alakos. So it seems pretty strong. If you could be able to say Kiddush, the Gemara, granted, the Gemara does not say explicitly you could be able to say Suda Shabbos. But L'chora, if you could be able to say Kiddush, that means it's Shabbos. Because Kiddush is a din, Pashtos, in Shabbos. So if Kiddush is a din in Shabbos, how could you possibly be Yotzei Kiddush if it's not really Shabbos? It's just some Zman that you're being knowing in Isra Malacha. So Tosfos seems to have a pretty strong Raya that there, this concept of Tosef Shabbos is that it actually becomes Shabbos. It's also a pretty strong Raya, the Rishonim point out, that the din of Tosef Shabbos is Doraisa. Because if it were only a din to Rabbanan, would you be able to say Kiddush, which is a mitzvah Doraisa, and be during a Zman that's only Dirabanan, and be Yotzei Yechiv Daraisa? Then when Shabbos comes, say, I don't have to make another Kiddush. I was already Yotzei during the Zman Rabbanan. So many of the Rishonim point out that it seems to be a strong Raya that it's that Tosafos Shabbos didn't daraisa also, which we'll get back to later, Mitzvah. But first, let's focus on this issue of, is it actually making Shabbos earlier, or is it just a din that we're knowing in Issa Melacha? So you have Tosos. So who argues on Tosos? So who argues on Tosos is Tosos. There's another Tosos, Maseches Ksuvos. Tosos and Ksuvos of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. This is source number 31. The Gemara discusses in Ksuvos the zuchios that a father has in his daughter. That what a father can do with his young daughter to give her over for kiddushin and to zakei b'mitziyasa b'maisiyadeha. He owns her mitziya. He owns her maisiyadayim. So the Gemara says, well, it's got to be that he owns her maisiyadayim, because if he didn't own her maisiyadayim, meaning maisiyadayim when she works, it has to be that the father gets the money, that the father gets whatever she makes. Because if not, then he would never be able to give her over for kiddushin. Why? Because or he'd never be able to give her to sell her as an Amma Ivriya. He would never be able to sell her as an Amma Ivriya. Why? Because whatever the father's selling, he has to own. So if the father at that moment doesn't own it, if the girl is able to earn her own money, then the father wouldn't be able to sell that to somebody else, to sell the right to the Maisi Yadayim to someone else. Once she's sold, all her Maisi Yadayim will go to the Adon. So the fact that the father is zakai to sell her, that he's allowed to sell her, it must be that she's not keeping her own Maisi Yadayim, that she doesn't have the ability to keep her Maisi Yadayim. So Gemara says, no, who says? Maybe the father's going to give her over b'shabbosos v'yom tovim. The father will give her over for kiddushin, let's say, on Shabbosos and Yom Tovim. And therefore, during Shabbos and Yom Tov, she's not working, so there's no Maisi Yadayim. So that's when the father has the ability to give her over for kiddushin. So says Tosfos, wait a second, you can get married on Shabbos and Yom Tov? You're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov. Avgav dam moed katan. Tosfos says, it says that we know the Gemara moed katan says, v'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha. V'samachta b'chagecha means on Yom Tov you celebrate Yom Tov, but not b'ishtecha. De'ein nos in nashim b'chol shel moed. Mishum de'ein marvin simcha b'simcha. You don't get married on Yom Tov or even chol moed because of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. You can't mix two different simchas. Drasha gemuri hi gedam b'chagiga davi midoraisa. And this is a real drasha gemuri. It's a din doraisa. That you're not allowed to get married. So what's the Gemara talking about over here? That you need give her over for kiddushin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says Tosik Lameimer Dacha Ayri Shah Achas Lefnei Yom Tov Shehu Kiyom Tov LeInyan Melacha. That we're talking about that the father is giving over for kiddushin during this Zman Tosefes, during the extra time that Yemosef Mechalal Kodesh, which is like Yom Tov when it comes to Melacha, the Tosefes Daraisa Ubetele Bos Hashem in Melacha. And at that time, she's not doing any work because it's almost Yom Tov and it's already we're already Mosef Mechalal Kodesh. So what do you see from the Gemara and Ksuvas that there's a din about Shabbos and Yom Tov? The din is you're not allowed to get married, right? There's another din about Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Melacha. When it comes to the Zman Tosefes, when it comes to the extra time you add on to Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tosfos Ksuvos assumes the Melacha part, yeah, that extends to the Zman Tosefes. The not getting married part, no, that's okay. It's not a problem. It's not a problem of being Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. Well, why not? If you're really starting Shabbos, you're starting Yom Tov earlier, you're able to move the line over to start Shabbos, start Yom Tov earlier, so it should be a violation of Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. So you see Tosfos holds, apparently, Tosfos and Ksuvos holds, apparently, is that when we are Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh, it doesn't actually become Shabbos. It's make-believe Shabbos. We're knowing in Isra Malacha. So we stop doing Malacha. And that may be a Din D'Oraisa that we have to stop doing Malacha. Tosfos holds it is. It could very well be a Din D'Oraisa that we have to stop doing Malacha. But it doesn't make it Shabbos. It just means that we have an Isra Malacha for a little while before Shabbos, for some time before Shabbos. So what are the nafkaminas? I mean, this is the machlokas, these are the two deis, Tosfos and Tosfos. It's a little bit odd that in the Biur Gra on Yerodea, he puts the two Tosfos in together. When the Rama talks in Yerodea, one of the nafkaminas, let's see this nafkamina now anyway, might as well. The Rama in Yerodea, in source number 32, the Rama in Kuf Tzadivav Sif Aleph, talks about the following situation. The halacha is that a woman, after she becomes a nida, needs to do a hefsek tara. Right, and she does a hefsek tara after she stops bleeding, and only once she does a hefsek tara before shkia, then she could start counting the shivinikiyim. I shouldn't say before shkia, before nightfall, before when it becomes ben hashmashos, before ben hashmashos, she has to do the hefsek tara. Rav Moshe held that she has up until 9 minutes or 9.5 minutes after Shkia, because he held that it's Vadayom during that time period. That's why he holds you allowed to wash for Shalashudis and start the meal at that time period. Mori Virabi Rav Willick told me when I asked him how much time can I give people after Shkia, he said, not 1 second. He said, Shkia is Shkia, that's a deadline, there's no, it's non-negotiable, not a single second. So that happens all the time. People always call and say, I just missed, I was off by 1 minute. I missed Shkia by 1 minute. So what do you do? It's a very difficult thing to answer when you know that Rav Moshe held it was okay. And I know that the whole time I was in Shari Tefillah, the rabbi always held it was okay. He always told people to say there. And that, but no. So what do? You have to follow what your rabbis say. So if it was someone from a different shul calling who has no shaykhus to me, it wasn't a Talmud of mine, it wasn't one of the members of my shul, I would say there's a rabbi in Lawrence, Rav David Weinberger, 239-2444, extension 103. You can give him a call and ask him the shaykhus. You don't have to call me. So all right, but anyway, so the Ramah has this question. So you have to do that Sitara Dafka before it's Suffolk Laila, whenever that may be. So what happens if the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos early, and a woman realizes, I forgot to do the Hafsik Tara. So she forgot to do the Hafsik Tara before, but it's before Shkia. The sun is out. The sun is shining. But it's the whole tzibur is in Shabbos clothes. Everyone's Mekabel Shabbos early. No one's doing Malacha anymore. Is it too late for the Hafsik Tara? So l'chara, it's totally 100% on this Chakira. If you hold that when we're Mosif Mechol al Kodesh, and you're Mekabel Shabbos early, it means that it's actually Shabbos. The day starts earlier. Well, then it's too late. You have to count Shiva Nikiyim Shleimim. There have to be 7 full clean days, and you're already into the first of what you want to count as 7 days. So it's too late to do the Hafsik Tara. But if you'll know, Shabbos doesn't start early. Shabbos never starts early. It's that you are knowing Nisr Malacha a little bit early. But Shabbos starts when Shabbos starts. That's Kavu Avakayim Mishesh Yimei Bereishis. That's not something we're ever going to be able to adjust. So then L'charashi should be able to do the Shiva Nikiyim. So says the Ramah in Yerodeh Asim Kuf Tzadivav, V'yesh Omrim, in Ispalu Akal Arvis, V'odayom Gadol. That used to be how the whole community was bound by the Kehilo Davening. If the Kehilo Daven Mariv, then regardless of what time it was, you can't say, oh, I still have time, I have 18 minutes. The Kehilo Daven Mariv, it's Shabbos, end of story, nothing to talk about. In most of our communities, there are enough different minyanim that there's never a time where the kihila davens. It's not like the whole kihila is davening. We were just talking before that where this comes up is in bungalow colonies and camps. So the whole camp will daven early. So a lot of times you'll have husbands of the nurse or the staff in the camp that will drive up for Shabbos, and the whole camp davened early. So l'chora, they're not allowed to drive into camp. How can you, if the whole kehila, it's a self-contained community, and the whole kehila davened early, so everyone is bound by that Kabbalah Shabbos. So what happens? The whole kehila davened early, everyone was Mekabel Shabbos, and this woman realizes, oh, there, I forgot to have Siktara. Eina yichol livdok, o lilbosh levenim lahaskov limnos miyama machras. She cannot do her Hafsik Tara. She cannot start counting her Shiva Nikim the next day. She's going to be pushed back a day. She'll have to do the Hafsik Tara on Shabbos afternoon, and she'll start her first day of Shiva Nikim will be Sunday. Because the Kahal already made it night. They already made it the next day. But yesh omrim demutter afilu asua kal Shabbos. But yesh omrim that it's mutter, even if the Kahal was mekabel Shabbos. So, l'chora, who are the yesh omrim v'yesh omrim? It's Tosus and Tosus. It's Tosus and Psachim versus Tosus and Ksuvus. Is Shabbos really starting early, or is Shabbos not really starting early? That's l'chora what this machlokas is about. Now, it's strange that the Bir Agra on one of the Yesh Omrim says, yeah, Tos Pesachim Tzadi Tesu Ksuvah Staf Mem Zayin, as if both Tosin say the same thing. Not an issue I'm dealing with now. Rav Asher Weiss deals with it in Chasash and Shemos and Simulam Beis, Os Beis. Maybe we have time to come back, but there are a few other things I want to get to. This machlokas, even though it's a machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos, it's most commonly known as the machlokas between the Marshal and the Taz. So how does it come up as a machlokas, Marshal and the Taz? So the major discussion of it is in the halachas of Shmini Atzeres. In Simitav Reish Tamaches, in Shulchan Aruch, we always have a problem in Shmini Atzeres. Can you be mekabel Shmini Atzeres early? So what's going to be the problem? If you're mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, so the halacha is, in Chutz La'aretz, we sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara says, Yisuvi Yisvinon, Bruchel Umvarchinon, but we don't say a bracha on the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, we don't even sit in Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, but on Hoshana Rabbah, you do sit in Sukkah with a bracha everywhere. Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael, everywhere. So if you're Mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, What are you going to do if you come home after being mekabel shmini atzeres earlier and it's still light outside? So where are you going to eat? And are you going to make a bracha on the sukkah if you eat in the sukkah? So let's say you live in Chutz Lartz, so you're definitely going to eat in the sukkah. So are you going to make a bracha when you eat in the sukkah? If it's still a Shana Rabbah, then you should have to make a bracha. It's a bit of a shtach to Shmini Atzeres. When you're mekabel Shmini Atzeres early, and here you're making a bracha, ki ilu it's still a Shana Rabbah. But if you don't make a bracha, but it's still a Shana Rabbah, how could you not make a bracha? So it's a very touchy situation. So what is one supposed to do? So says the Marshal, what do you mean, what is one supposed to do? Don't be mekabel early. You're not allowed to eat. It's usher to eat until chashecha, until it gets dark outside on Shmini Atzeres night. Nothing to discuss. If you look in source number 33, in the underlined section at the beginning, it says, Ve'in lomar, kivan, this is all from the Marshal. It says, Ve'in lomar, de kivan de mosif mechol al kodesh im kain over hayom. And don't say, well, wait a second, you made Shmini Atzeres early, so Shana Rabbah is over, because now it's Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres started already. I was able to push it earlier. Ze'ino, that's not true. Nihid mosifin bitfila k'da'ashkhan rab tzoli shel Shabbos b'arav Shabbos. Now, what does it mean that we're most? It means we daven early. Avlo lasos laila, but it certainly doesn't become night. It's the sun is out. You can't call that nighttime. Shari kriyashma shel arav sayom or b'shaito. You certainly would have to say kriyashma again later in the night. And what do we do when we make Shabbos early during the Zman of Sfira Sa'omer? We always say, remember to count Sfira later. Why remember to count Sfira later? Because you have to wait till it's really nighttime. So says Marshal, clearly when you make Shabbos early, it's not really Shabbos. You make Shmini Atzeres early, it's not really Shmini Atzeres. It's that we're already being noeg mitzvas kedusha of that yom. But it's not really that day, and therefore you can't treat it like that day. You can't treat it like the previous day is over. That is the Marshal. Elu divrei Harav Rashal, says the Taz, after the Marshal is a little more marich, says the Taz about this Marshal, a little bit lower down in the paragraph, Va'af she'in meshivin ha'ari la'achar moso, even though you're not supposed to respond to the lion after his death, the kal v'chomer b'shul kamoni, certainly a fox like myself, Mikol makom achavadaiti, but nevertheless, I don't want to be shy, so I'll tell you what I really think. The Taz wasn't really shy; he's just playing. You know, the Taz was very strong about his opinions. Normally, it's against his father-in-law, against the Bach, but he says, "I have to tell you what I really think." Shedivrei Rav ma'od tmuin. The Marshal, whatever the Marshal says, makes absolutely no sense. Vine hadas. Vine hadas shall. What is that? Shall I indalid? I'm not sure what that is. Shalanias daiti, right? Ve'enadas, right? Ve'enadas shalanias daiti sovlan, right? Lanias daiti doesn't make. I can't fathom what he's talking about. The lama gozer tainis bechinam mishas knisa shmini atzeres shumi beod yom. He says he's gozer tainis. You have to be gozer from the time shmini atzeres starts until chashecha. He's being gozer tainis. I mean, what is it? An hour? You know, like it's not the roughest tainis in the world, but he's being gozer that you're not allowed to eat. And you're going to have this man where you're not allowed to eat because you're chayiv to be Moshe Michal al Kodesh. It's in Daraisa that you have to be Moshe Michal al Kodesh. So we're going to tell you, you have to be Moshe Michal al Kodesh, but starve. But don't eat until it's Vaday Laila. How could that be? That can't be. There's no way that Chazal wouldn't have mentioned something about this, that we have to fast the whole time. Chazal worked very hard to make sure Shmini Atzeres works from a halachic perspective, to figure out how to deal with the Sveika Diyoma and with Sukkah, to make sure we sit in Sukkah and we don't make a bracha. Why didn't they come up with something, some sort of Eitzah, how we're not going to come to violate this Isra of eating before nighttime? Okay, strongest question? I don't know if that's strong. What do you mean? It's a very simple Eitzah. Don't eat for an hour. I mean, it's not like the biggest deal in the world. He says, no one knows about this. Everyone apparently makes Shmini Atzeres early and goes home and eats. No one knows about this, Marshal. And nowadays, no one goes home and eats. Everyone, they always have a shir and shul between Milcha Marav and Shmini Atzeres. They have every Yontif night, even when you don't need it. Even when you're allowed to go home and start early. But Vaday Shmini Atzeres, everyone's makpid. But he says, apparently in his time, no one knew about this. says it's even worse. You wouldn't be allowed to go into the sukkah at all. Forget about eating in the sukkah. You wouldn't be allowed to walk into the sukkah. Why? The halacha is you make a bracha when you eat in the sukkah. Why do we make a bracha when we eat in the sukkah? Because we're going to be eating anyway, so we might as well make the bracha leishiv a sukkah on a maisa mesuyam, on something that's a very clear action. So we save the bracha for when we eat. But is the bracha on eating in the sukkah? The bracha is not on eating in the sukkah. The bracha is leishiv the sukkah. It's to live in the sukkah. So let's say you have a stomach problem. You can't eat today. And you're going to go into the sukkah and spend all day in the sukkah, but you're not going to eat there. Would you make a bracha leishiv a sukkah? Says the Taz, yes. Of course you would. You're doing the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. Eating is just it's just a way to connect the bracha to something substantial, to something concrete. But really, the bracha is on the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. I saw this here. Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo says that we don't make a bracha when we go to sleep in the sukkah. So why not Tosfos Maseches Brachos deals with the issue? Why we don't make a bracha when we go to sleep in the sukkah? Maybe you're not going to be able to fall asleep. We're already covered anyway with the bracha of leishiv that we say when we eat. So says Shlomo Zalman, that's the answer we really paskin like, that we're already yotzei with the bracha that we say when we eat in the sukkah. So if you're not going to eat in the sukkah, you're only going to sleep in the sukkah. Says Shlomo Zalman, you say a bracha. You say a bracha leishiv a sukkah when you sleep in the sukkah. He's assuming we don't pass on like the other Teretz Tosfos, that the reason we don't say a bracha is out of fear that you're not going to be able to fall asleep and it's going to be a bracha levatala. He assumes we don't say like that answer. Maritz Chayis on that Tosfos says, well, wait a second, you're not going to be able to make a bracha because we're afraid you're not going to fall asleep, it's going to be a bracha levatala. How do you say a mapil every single night? You should be afraid you're not going to be able to fall asleep, it's going to be a bracha levatala. So Maritz Chayis says, you see from there that hamapil is not on sleeping. Hamapil zibircha shevach v'odah, that Hashem created such a wonderful thing called sleep, but it's not in your act of sleeping. It's an unbelievable chiddush, Maritz Chayis says. Pashtus is not like that. The pashtus is, you ever sleep in a sukkah and you ever sleep in your own bed? It's a little different, no? Where is there a bigger concern you're not going to fall asleep? It's a much bigger concern in the sukkah. So that's the pashtus what Tosfos is talking about. Hamapil, you're not so worried. You go to sleep in your bed every night. You're not so worried. They say briskus don't say hamapil, because if they say hamapil, they're going to be so terrified that it's going to be a bracha levatala. They're not going to be able to fall asleep. So it's okay. I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know. I think it is true that briskus don't say hamapil. I don't know if that's the explanation. It's as plausible as any though. Back to the Taz. He says, so not only is the Marshal telling me I can't eat in the sukkah, I can't even walk into the sukkah because I'm going to have to make a bracha, and how could you make a bracha? It's Shemini Atzeres. So he says it can't be. So what's going on over here? He says even further, three lines to the bottom. V'su l'dvarv b'kol yom tov b'erev Shabbos ya'asu b'achila ad halayla d'kivan da'oso yom chayiv l'vari chalamazon sha'ochel l'kvo bo yal v'yavu makva shadayinu yom k'dush yom tov alav. Every time, every yom tov, you should not be allowed to eat until nighttime. When a yontov falls out on Erev Shabbos, whenever you have a yontov on Friday, you should not be allowed to eat till Laila. Why? Because the beginning of the meal is Koveh Lechiyah for Yalav Yavam. But you're Mekabel the Shabbos, so it's not yontov anymore. So what are you going to do with this Yalav Yavam? You're going to be stuck. The Yalav Yavam is going to be hanging in limbo. So says the Taz, no. But the real answer is that the Marshal's foundation upon which he built his entire Shita is incorrect. The Marshal was assuming that when you're Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh, you look at the Taz on the top of the next page, says, Be'emes Svara Shabana Aravalov Hu Einu Kayim Klal Devadai Misha Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh Hu Osal Pitzivoy Toresenu Kvar Cholaf V'halach Mimenu Chovas Hayom Mashayel Of Kodem Zeh V'havik Mo B'layla U'machar Mamish. He says the Marshal was assuming that when you Moshe Michal HaKodesh, it's a hanhaga, you're noheg dinim of Kedushas Hayom. But the day isn't really starting early and the previous day isn't ending any earlier. Taz says that's incorrect. Moshe Michal HaKodesh is a very serious thing. When we start Shabbos early, Shabbos is actually starting early. And Friday is ending early. And therefore, if you start Shemini Atzeres early, Hoshana Rabbah is over. Once Hoshana Rabbah is over, go into your sukkah and eat without a bracha in Chutz Laretz, or eat in the house in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Once it's over, it's over. Because that's the koach of Tosefes. That's how the Taz understands. So the machlokas between Tosfos and Tosfos is actually machlokas Marshal and the Taz. The Marshal understands, seemingly like the Tosfos Maseches Ksuvos, that when we most of Mechal al Kodesh, we're just noheg certain Yisurim already a little bit early, but it's not that it's really the day. Whereas the Taz seems to be like Tosfos Maseches Psachim, that we can actually make the Yom begin earlier than it otherwise would have. So this comes up when it comes to Suda Shabbos. The Machlokes Lishitasam comes up in Suda Shabbos. If you look in the Taz, in some Reish Sadi Aleph, much shorter comment over there, but it's the same idea. He writes that, do you have to finish the Shabbos meal dafka belayla? Let's say you start the meal early. Let's say you live in England. In the summertime, Shabbos starts at whatever, 10 o'clock at night. So you start Shabbos at 7:30. So you want to finish your meal and go to sleep by 10 o'clock at night. You don't want to stay up eating the whole time. So is there any chiyuv to eat into the night? So he says that the marshal was nohag shalo achal b'lel Shabbos ad halayla. He wouldn't eat on Lel Shabbos until nighttime. Why not? Why wouldn't he eat on Lel Shabbos until nighttime? Because l'shitaso. You're being most of the Chol HaKodesh, but that doesn't make it Shabbos. So you can't eat yet. You have to wait till nighttime till you can eat. V'linira, kivin to Tosefes mechol HaKodesh, huda oraisa, since Tosefes Shabbos is a serious deal, al-kein yasa shapka, afilu gomer kodem layla. So you could absolutely fulfill your meal, not only if you start before, you could finish the whole meal before layla. There is a middle ground sheet that says you can start before Laila, but you at least have to have one kazayas of bread after Laila. Mishabura quotes such a day also, and Taz also quotes such a day. But it's black and white. The Marshal says it's definitely not Shabbos, so you're not being Yotzei Suda Shabbos now. You're only going to be Yotzei Suda Shabbos when it's really Shabbos. Taz says, yes, it is really Shabbos. You started Shabbos early, it's Shabbos. So you're absolutely Yotzei. This comes up, the same machlokas lishitasam, comes up on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Our minig is that we don't start Shavuos early either. That we make sure there's a speech in shul, a shir in shul or something, to make sure that we don't say Kiddush on Shavuos night any a moment before Tzeis HaKochavim. So why not? So says the Taz at the beginning of Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet in the Halachos of Shavuos, source number 35, Ma'achrin lahaschil arvis b'knisa Shavuos k'deshu yimei sfira tmimos. Forget about Kiddush. Mariv. We don't daven Mariv early on Shavuos, because the din of Sfiras HaOmer is that you have to count Shiva Shavuos Tamimos, you have to count 7 full weeks. And if you're going to start early, it's not going to be 7 full weeks. Why is it not going to be 7 full weeks? This is Taz L'shitaso. Because if you started early, what you're doing is you're cutting off that last day. That last day only had 22 hours instead of 24 when you started 2 hours early. Because we actually have the koach to cut off that day and start the next day earlier. So says the Taz, you can't do that. You have to make sure you have Tamimos. L'chora, the Marshal would assume otherwise. The Marshal would assume, no, it's no problem. You could have Marav early. It's still, don't worry, it's still during the period of Sfira. So it's fine. You could have Marav early. You're just being Noiginissa Malacha a little bit earlier. This also comes up in the Dinam of Sfira, in the Halachas of actual Sfira Sa'omer. What happens if you have Sfira Sa'omer, you realize, you make early Shabbos during the period of Sfira, and after you make early Shabbos, you realize, I forgot to count Sfira last night, Thursday night, I forgot to count Sfira. Can you now count after your Mekabel Shabbos, but it's still, the sun is still out on Friday, but you're already Mekabel Shabbos, can you still count? So again, the same thing. If you hold like the Taz, so it's too late. Shabbos started, the previous Friday is over, it's too late to count Sfira. And the Taz says so explicitly in Tafresh Samachas. If you hold like the Marshal, then it's no problem. You could still count, yeah?
Does this have anything to do with Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding Zman Mincha?
I don't think so. Why would it? I mean, whether Plag or Shkia is the border of where we daven, right? Of when we daven Mincha versus Mariv,
when we're Mekabel Shabbos, has nothing to do with the fact that we daven Mariv early. Is that we're going to Rabbi Yehuda? We're not doing that.
No, I don't think so. Meaning, we can only be Mekabel Shabbos at a time where it's already Shayach to Shabbos, but it's definitely right, which is after Plag. But it doesn't mean that. Meaning, if we're not Mekabel Shabbos, it doesn't become Shabbos on its own. Meaning, the question is when we're Mekabel Shabbos. So what does that? It's not going to be Tully in that Machlokas.
It really is night after Plag. It's really night. So
no,
I have a problem with doing this.
After Plag, you could have Mariv, right? It's not necessarily night. It's not necessarily Laila, but you could have Mariv. Maybe two different dinim. The dinim of davening may be different. Let me get back to the dinim of davening in a minute. The dinim of davening may be different. And there's one giant kasha on the entire Shitas HaTosos over here, but which relates to the dinim of davening. But let's just mention another nafkamina or two over here. Let me get to this one. We mentioned before, Rav Yosef Engel in Gilyonei HaShas in Yuma says, what happens when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? Right? If Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos, so, okay, good, it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos at the same time. He says, is it possible that you could be Mosif Mechol Al Kodesh for Shabbos, but not for Yom Kippur? That you want to accept Shabbos early, but not to accept Yom Kippur early. Is that possible? Or do we say, no, it's a single Kedusha, you have to accept them both earlier? So he says, it has to be that they go together. Because if you could divide them from each other, then when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you should be Mechuyav to be Mekabel Shabbos early, say Kiddush, have a Suda Shabbos, and then Yom Kippur will come, and then you'll fast on Yom Kippur. Elamai, from the fact that we don't do that, it must be that you're allowed to be Mekabel, that if you're Mekabel early, you're Mekabel both of them together. Now, L'chora, that's not necessarily the greatest proof that you have to be Mekabel them together. It really depends how you hold in the Taz Marshal. If you hold like the Taz, that when you Mekabel Shabbos early, it really becomes Shabbos, then it's a pretty good proof. Because if it really becomes Shabbos, then you should have to be Mekabel Shabbos early, have your Kiddush, have your Suda, you could actually be Yotzi Suda Shabbos during that time. But if you hold like the Marshal, you can't be Yotzi Suda Shabbos during that time, because it's not Shabbos. So what's it going to help you to be Mekabel Shabbos early? You can't be Yotzi Suda Shabbos anyway, it's not Shabbos yet. So if Yosef Engel's whole Raya only works if you hold like the Taz. There is a discussion about the Seder night, the night of the Seder. The Magen Avraham in Tafayin Beis, Sifkat Nalif, quotes the halacha that we have at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, that a person, quotes the halacha that Tosos alludes to, that you're not supposed to even start the Dalet Kosos until Tosos says Matzah Maror. Goes a step further. Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't even have Dalet Kosos, shouldn't even have Kiddush until Ad Shetachshach, until it's dark outside. So says Magen Avraham, why? So Magen Avraham says, because Kiddush is one of the Dalet Kosos, and if Matzah and Maror have to be done Belayla, then Kiddush, then Dalet Kosos also have to be done Belayla. So Kiddush, as one of the Dalet Kosos, has to be done Belayla. Okay, nice explanation. Says the Taz, no, it's not because Kiddush is one of the Dalet Kosos and Dalet Kosos have to be done Belayla. Now, the reason why you have to say Kiddush Dafka after nightfall is because Kiddush Makam Suda. The Suda of the Laila for the Seder is Matzah. Matzah can only be eaten at night. It can't be eaten during the daytime. So Kiddush Makam Suda demands that at the moment you're saying Kiddush, you have to be able to have your Suda. So if you're going to say Kiddush early, before it's nighttime, even though you're going to be Marich in the Haggadah, you're going to be talking for hours, so you're not getting to your matzah for a while anyway. You have to hear everyone's gematrias and all the kids have to say manishtan. It's going to take a very long time till you get to your Suda. But if at the time you're saying Kiddush, it's not ra'oi for the Suda, then it's a violation, it's a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda. Again, that's the Taz L'shitaso that he holds like Tosos and Maseches Pesachim. That it's a din in Kiddush Makam Suda, that the Kiddush has to be within the same time frame as the Suda. Right, what did Tosfos Pesachim say? Tosfos said that I know for sure you're allowed to eat your Suda Shabbos during the daytime, when you're during the Zman Tosefos. How do I know? Because the Gemara says you can make Kiddush during that time. So it has to be they go hand in hand. It has to be, if you can say Kiddush during that time, it has to be you can have your Suda during that time. Well, what do we know for sure about Pesach? We know the opposite. We know for sure you can't do your Suda until nighttime at Pesach. So Mele can't do Kiddush either until nighttime. I mean, it goes together. The Taz is assuming exactly like the Tosfos Maseches Pesachim. Rav Shapta always likes to point out, I think he writes in Eretz HaTzvi, there's a big nafkamina, not a big nafkamina, a little nafkamina between the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Magen Avraham says, why is it that we don't do Kiddush till nighttime? Because Dalet Kosos. Taz says, no, not Dalet Kosos, because Kiddush. So nafkamina would be, what if you have a nice, long Chazanusha Kiddush? You start Kiddush 5 minutes before Shkia, and you say a nice, long Chazan Shekidosh, and by the time you drink the Yayin, it's already nighttime. So is that okay? According to the Magen Avraham, it's a din in Dalet Kosos. I don't care when you say Kiddush. As long as you drink all the Dalet Kosos after nightfall, so then it's fine. But according to the Taz, no, it's a din in Kiddush B'makom Suda. It's a din in the Kiddush. It's not a din in the nightfall, right? It's a din in Kiddush B'makom Suda. So it turns out that this is Taz L'shitaso all over the place. Everywhere the Taz talks about this, he's 100% consistent with his opinion that most of Mechal HaKodesh is a serious thing, meaning two Yesodos, that most of Mechal HaKodesh is a serious thing, it actually becomes the next day earlier, and that Kiddush Makom Suda means that the Zman of Kiddush has to be a Zman that's Ra'ui to have that Suda also. Now, here's the problem. Tosos assumes that it's got to be that when you start Shabbos early, it really becomes Shabbos. And the Taz assumes this way. Why? Because of a Gemara and Brachos. Tosos' big raya is a Gemara and Brachos. What does Gemara and Brachos say? That you could say Kiddush early on Friday night. If you could say Kiddush early on Friday night, Kiddush Makom Suda means you could have Suda early on Friday night. It has to mean that Shabbos is actually starting earlier. Here's the problem. Let's take another look at that Gemara and Brachos. Gemara and Brachos is again source number 4. Amar B'chiyah Bar Avin. Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Barav Shabbos. Rav davened early on Friday night. Why did he daven early on Friday night? The way Tosfos will read this Gemara. Because when you add to Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos. So you could daven the Shabbos Shmon Esrei early on Friday night. How do you read the next line? Rabbi Yoshia Matzli Shel Motzai Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yoshia davened Motzai Shabbos Tefillah on Shabbos. He's Mosef Mekodesh Alachol. I mean, the way the Taz read the Gemara is the reason you're allowed to daven early and say Kiddush early. It's all the same. It's all in the same line. The Gemara says, right, saying the davening and the Kiddush. The reason you're allowed to do all that early is because it's actually becoming Shabbos, and that's why you're allowed to do it. So, how do you explain the davening Motzai Shabbos Marav while it's still Shabbos? There's, you have to catch a flight, and you're worried about catching a flight. So, no problem. Just daven Marav early, and Shabbos will end. Doesn't work like that. How could you possibly do that? How does Tosfos read this Gemara? It's a very, very difficult thing. How does he understand the whole din? So the Rambam has an entirely different reading. The Rambam says, no, when you say Kiddush early, it's not because it's Shabbos. You don't have to say Kiddush on Shabbos. Who says you have to say Kiddush on Shabbos, says the Rambam? Kiddush is not a din in Shabbos. The Rambam holds, when the Torah says, Zachris Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, it's a din in being mavdil between Chol and Shabbos, both at the beginning of Shabbos and at the end of Shabbos. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Havdalah is also part of Zachris Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho, Midar Raisa. They're both Midar Raisa. So says the Rambam. The Rambam says explicitly, so it's somewhere in here, the Rambam says explicitly that when you say Kiddush on the borders of Chol and Kodesh, it could be on either side of the border. You could say Kiddush right before Shabbos, right after Shabbos starts. Either way, it's good. And at the end of Shabbos also. Havdalah, a little bit before the end of Shabbos, a little bit after the end of Shabbos. As long as it's close to the border, you're never going to be exactly on the dot, so it could be a little earlier, a little later. Either way. And the same is true in Tefillah. The din in the Tefillah, it's not a din in Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't start any earlier. The Rambam doesn't hold to Sefer Shabbos at all. Midaraisa, probably not even Midarabanan. Machlok Sapos Mother even holds a bit Midarabanan. In all of Hilchot Shabbos, the Rambam never mentions the din of Tosefes Shabbos. The only place he ever mentions in Tosefes is Tosefes Inui in Yom Kippur. Other than that, nothing. Yet the Rambam is still going to read that Gemara. He's going to say, yeah, because it's a din in Tefillah. It's a din in Kiddush. That it's a din in the Kiddush, and it's a din in Tefillah, that it could be done earlier in the day. But it's not a din in Shabbos. It's not that Shabbos begins earlier. What's the flip side? So what you have to say for Tosos, Luchora, is that these are two separate dinim that the Gemara is telling me. The din of davening early, that's a din in tefillah. That the zman of tefillah is early, that's what I was referring to before. The zman of tefillah might be after Plag HaMincha. But that doesn't mean that Shabbos is over at Plag HaMincha. It means that's the zman of tefillah's marav. That's the din in the zman of tefillah. But the din of Kiddush, that Rav would say Kiddush early, that's a din in Shabbos. That's how Tosos has to read the Gemara. That's a din of Shabbos. What about Havdalah? So Havdalah and Kiddush, according to Tosos, L'chor, have nothing to do with each other. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam says Havdalah and Kiddush are the same mitzvah, on the borderlines, be mavdil between Shabbos and Chol. L'chor, the Tosos, Balei Tosos, would say, like the Ramban says in Parshas Yisrael, that the din of Kiddush is much like Kiddush Yovel, Kiddush HaChodesh of Beis Din, where once the Yovel year starts, Beis Din is Mekadesh it. Once the Chodesh starts, Beis Din is Mekadesh it. Only when you have it in front of you and it's there already can you be Mekadesh it. So when can you be Mekadesh Shabbos? Only when Shabbos is there already, only when it started. So that's why Tosfos looks at that Gemara and Bracha says, ooh, they're being Mekadesh Shabbos in the Zman Tosefes. It must be that it's there already. It must be that Shabbos already started, and that's why they're able to be Mekabel Shabbos at that time. They're able to say Kiddush at that time. Okay.